Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, I could talk to you forever about Animal Crossing in nitty-gritty detail. So let me give you like the overarching plot here. You are this big-headed character who moves to a deserted island. You're just given a tent and you're told, okay, make this island your own. You can go and chop down wood and catch bugs and catch fish. And there's a couple other people who actually have moved to this island with you. So you can make friends with them and you can all sort of work together to build up this island from nothing. And it's pretty much that. It's pretty much just living out your life on this beautiful, picturesque island.
That's Vox.com Associate Culture Editor Allegra Frank. And the video game she's talking about is Animal Crossing New Horizons. Nintendo had been developing this game for years, and it scheduled the game's release for mid-March, which means Nintendo inadvertently released the game during a global pandemic. Now, Animal Crossing is a peaceful game where cartoon-like characters spend most of their time outdoors performing small tasks like fishing and digging up fossils. But it's quickly turned into much more than a video game. Since its release, the game has been downloaded by millions, and people are talking about it all over social media. That probably has a lot to do with the game's peaceful vibe. It's become a place to escape the reality of a worldwide crisis, gather with friends online, and even get married.
Yeah, I did. I mean, we basically had like our closest friends that were all going to be like my bridesmaids or like Naz's groomsmen there. We had like friends video chatting us while like Naz was walking me through the aisle and showing me what was going on. So, I mean, you can't like ever recreate a real wedding in anything else, but this was the closest that we could definitely get at this moment.
Today on the show, how video games like Animal Crossing are providing people who are stuck at home with a place to relax, socialize, and celebrate important life events. I'm Ariel Zimros. This is Reset. Like a lot of people right now, Sharman Asha and Nasmul Ahmed have had big parts of their life put on hold because of this coronavirus pandemic. Sharman is finishing medical school this semester, and her graduation ceremony got canceled. And a couple of weeks ago, the couple, they've been engaged for about 2 years, they had to postpone their wedding indefinitely. In a moment, a year's worth of planning went down the drain.
Yeah, I mean, like a week before we canceled the wedding, like my wedding dress came in, I had a bridal shower and everything. We were like picking out bouquets and florals and I mean, it was like all set to go in a couple of weeks. And this was basically like the only free time me and Naz were going to have in our life. As soon as I started residency, it was going to be like work all the time. So this was our only chance to like have a wedding. So this was something we were like both very looking forward to.
That must have been a really hard decision.
Yeah, it was definitely hard. But I don't think either one of us wanted to like risk hurting anyone at the ceremony for it.
So, Naz, when did you start to think about doing a virtual wedding ceremony in the game Animal Crossing?
So really what happened was we played together for the first time. I invited her over to my island, and then we just walked around the beach taking like cute, funny pictures. And then when I was looking at them, I was like, whoa, wait, this is really cute. I could probably do something with this. That's where the seed was planted. And then the next couple hours, I was like, all right, let me walk around my island, see what's the best spot for a beach destination wedding. After that, like actually Googled what a beach wedding looks like. And I saw they always have like a path of flowers. So that was the next thing I did, just gather as much flowers as I could.
Charmin, you had just received your actual wedding dress. Like, did you have to prepare for this in any way?
This one, I didn't have to prepare because Naz actually spent like a while just like getting a whitish tone dress for me at the wedding. So he actually laid them out on like a path leading up to the beach and just told me, hey, why don't you just pick these up? These seem like nice items to wear. So he left like a flower and a wedding dress out on the beach. And like, I don't know if it's noticeable in the pictures, but like the other girls that were present, they were all wearing like matching dresses to kind of just be like my bridesmaids.
All right. So what were the other decorations for the ceremony like? Can you describe them?
Yeah. The walk path was made with hearts. So that was using the in-game designer, and you can project that on the ground like a walkway. And then at the front of the walkway was our initials. It was N and S. So I thought that looked really cute. That surprisingly took a while to make because the ampersand is kind of hard to pixelize. So I spent like an actual hour in that.
you should tell Nintendo about that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have like letter stickers or stamps. That was very surprising.
Was it easier preparing for your virtual wedding than preparing for your real wedding?
I'll say the virtual wedding was harder specifically on me since I did everything. But for the real wedding, I'll say we did a 50-50 even split, though I imagine Charmin might disagree with that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, does Charmin agree with that assessment?
We can debate that.
Naz, were you nervous?
Yeah, I was very nervous. We were all really hyped to just have the event because me and my friends, we knew about this happening for like the whole day. And then even like 10 minutes before the wedding was starting, we were still working on the wedding. Like 10 minutes before it was all going to start, I just noticed there was like a tiki torch in the middle of the walkway. And then you can't move stuff if other people are in your island. So I told everyone to just like leave really quick so I can fix everything up. And then it took like another 15 minutes for everyone to connect one by one. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be late. And this is just like a real wedding where we never started on time. This is just like the real life. So I got pretty nervous.
All right. So what was like, actually, I want to hear this from Charmin because you were the one who were kind of, you were surprised by this in some ways, right? From what I gather?
I mean, when I first landed on Naz's island, I didn't really know what was going on. He basically told me that he had some resources for me that I hadn't gotten. So I was like, okay, I'll come over. I'll grab them. And when I landed on the island, there was like arrow marks on the ground. And he basically told me that there's probably like an in-island event going on his island. And then we just follow the arrows and like see where it goes and see what happens. So I was like, okay, it seems interesting. I haven't heard anything about an event thing, but sure, I'll follow. And I kept like walking through the arrows and then I see like a bunch of characters like sitting on like chairs.
So at this point is when I pulled out my phone with all of our friends on a video chat.
So Charmin, like you're realizing that this is supposed to be a wedding ceremony. What's going through your mind?
I mean, I honestly didn't even know what to think because like I just did not expect this at all. I like in a sense kind of made peace with the fact that I was not going to have a wedding in 2020. It was going to be sometimes along the line later. But I mean, just to see that like my wedding could still happen in a sense, it was pretty overwhelming. I mean, after the entire thing, I kind of had to like step away for a bit and like kind of just take it in and cry.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so it was like very emotional for me to like see that the people in my life who are so important to me like care so much enough to like try to do this little bit to try to like give me a little bit of my life back.
Did you walk down the aisle?
Yeah, I did. I mean, we basically had like our closest friends that were all going to be like my bridesmaids or like Naz's groomsmen there. They had like little poppers that they popped with like confetti as I was walking down. We had like friends video chatting us while like Naz was walking me through the aisle and showing me what was going on.
It felt really real. Even if it was quote-unquote virtual, it was as real as it gets.
You can't like ever recreate a real wedding in anything else, but this was the closest that we could definitely get at this moment.
Sharman and Naz told me they plan on making the wedding legal as soon as the courthouse reopens. And they do want to have a real-life wedding at some point for the family and friends who don't play video games. But what about all the other people who are playing Animal Crossing right now? If you're not trying to find a way to hold a wedding ceremony during the middle of a pandemic, what's the attraction? That's after the break. This is Reset.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Allegra Frank, so many people are figuring out right now how to survive and stay sane while being stuck at home during the coronavirus pandemic. And in addition to all these video chats on Zoom and FaceTime that people are doing, it does really seem like there's another type of virtual connection that has been surfacing right now. I'm talking about video games. Have you noticed that too?
Yeah, totally. Video games right now, I think, are a huge social world for people, especially open world games, which are like Minecraft, where you can kind of build your own world entirely and walk around and do whatever you want, or even The Sims, where you build your own house. Because we're all trapped inside right now and there aren't many other options to hang out, people are really turning to these games, and not just necessarily like traditional gamers, right? Like college kids who can't have their actual graduation ceremonies in person because they've been sent home and public gatherings like that are no longer okay or safe. They've been coming together in different open world games. There was actually an example in Boston where a bunch of kids like held their own graduation ceremony in Minecraft, which is cute.
So turning to Animal Crossing specifically, I've tried the game, and as a pretty goal-oriented person, it sort of comes across as not really having a point. I mean, it doesn't revolve around completing some big epic quest.
It's so interesting because I think a lot of the people who are attracted to it, I mean, it's actually like very broadly appealing, but I think a lot of those people that play it are like you, Ariel, where like they also are used to playing games with goals, games with points. I have to go from here to here and there's a time limit. This is not like that. Like when you ask me what the point is, it's really hard for me to say because it's basically like the game is built to be played forever in that the game itself encourages you to do things. It encourages you to go out and make friends and spend money building your house, but it doesn't require that of you. So the point is kind of just to live the life you want to live within the parameters of what the game has given you. The goal is just really to make friends and be happy, which is kind of my life goal. So,
I mean, that should be everybody's life goal, but okay. This whole making friends aspect of the game, are we talking about like real people or game character friends?
Both, actually. There's both the animals that live on the island with you, and those are completely like computer controlled. So you can go up to them and they live their own lives. They have their own houses, but they're not controlled by real people. They can have conversations with you, but it's completely like limited in the sense that they are just code. But you can also invite your real life friends. You can invite their characters to come to your island and you can go visit theirs. And there's actually a voice chat option, which is pretty common in most multiplayer games. But in this one, it feels especially nice because you're at your friend's island and you're chatting with them and saying, oh, here, this is the really good fishing spot, or this is where all my fruit trees are. Come here and like come get some pears. So like maybe your friends aren't awake at 5 a.m. when you're playing Animal Crossing. You can still have those animals to talk to, but then later at night your friends will be online and you can say, hey dudes, let's get a big group of us to come run around in Animal Crossing together.
So these friendships that you're developing with these game characters, the fake friends, does that feel real? Is that rich?
I mean, Ariel, I was going to say, they're not my fake friends. They're my real friends. How dare you? So all of the animals, the computer, let's call them the animal friends. All the animal friends have their own personalities. Like right now in my town, I have this monkey who's really into working out. And I have this horse who's like, she sleeps in all day. Honestly, she's very similar to me because she loves to sleep and she's kind of snarky and doesn't really want to talk to people that much. But everyone is like so, everyone is so different from each other that it's really fun to like talk to them and get to know them. And each animal character starts to open up the longer you've all lived together. So it's definitely like you build these very deep connections with the characters.
All right. So talk to me about your own experience playing Animal Crossing. What do you like to do in the game?
I mean, I definitely, as I said, right, like they're my real animal friends. So I love I love talking to the animals. But something I'm really appreciating right now is that I can hang out with my friends in the game. I've been definitely talking, like texting my friends all the time about what they're doing. We send each other pictures, but also sometimes we're like, hey, do you have this item in your shop on your island? Cool. Can I come over? And then like my best friend, who I can't go see her because she lives, you know, in a different area and we can't really visit people, like we'll hang out in the game. So that's been really nice to actually interact with both the animals, but also actual people.
So I'm curious about the social stuff a little bit more because, you know, right now, a lot of people feel really isolated. I know that many people have talked online about how, you know, they haven't, people who are sort of stuck inside alone haven't touched another human being in a number of weeks. And I'm wondering, like, do you actually get comfort from all of this? Does it feel real?
Yeah, I mean, my best friends, I miss seeing them in person. I miss hugging people and I miss talking to them face to face in a physical, like in the same physical space. But I think this game has really helped to fill that void, obviously without the tactile portion. having something to do with my friends that isn't focused on, oh my God, I miss you. We haven't seen each other. How are you holding up? Yeah, it's really hard. Like having this sort of playground that we're all in that's so inherently happy. Like everyone is smiling. There's this really pleasant music playing. All the animals, everything about it is just so cute. And I love that it gives my friends and I something more positive to come together around, because I find that when I do video chat people, it's like, yeah, this sucks, doesn't it? But you're never going to say this sucks in Animal Crossing, because Animal Crossing is so happy and pure.
So project into the future for me here a little bit. After this pandemic ends, when it does finally come to an end, do you think that these kinds of interactions, you know, social gatherings online, which were already typical for a lot of people, but not necessarily widespread, do you think that stuff will become normalized?
It's interesting, right? Because for people like me, it's ingrained in my life. But the social aspects with my friends, seeing, like, I've had 35 people online at the same time as me, all of them playing Animal Crossing. And I don't think that's something that would have normally happened if not for the pandemic happening at the same time. So I think the joy that we're all collectively experiencing through this video game right now is something that could carry forward once we're on the other side of this. And, you know, back to what we were talking about before of like college kids having graduation ceremonies in Minecraft, just as people are figuring out, oh, I can actually work from home, or I can make it workable, or we can do online classes, maybe people will also start to recall and lean on, okay, yeah, I could actually have a party in Animal Crossing, and it's not totally like the real thing, but I can enjoy it as I would the real thing.
I mean, sometimes our most creative moments come from having very confined parameters to work with, right? Like, that's when people start thinking out of the box.
Right? Like everyone's saying, write the great American novel right now.
No, don't do that. That's a terrible idea. You're not supposed to write the great American novel during a pandemic. You're supposed to take care of yourself.
That's why Animal Crossing is great, because there's no pressure. So honestly, I think that is a healthier way to spend our time inside.
Yes.
I'm not about to learn like a new language. I'm
no,
sorry. This
nobody
is not
needs
happening.
To do that. Allegra Frank is an associate culture editor at Vox.com. So, little update on this interview. After speaking with Allegra, I ended up spending a lot of time playing Animal Crossing, like hours over the weekend. And I'm getting really into it, despite it not being about completing some big, epic quest. Turns out, I needed a little peaceful fishing and bug catching action, too. I'm Ariel Dermross, and this is Reset. If you want to get in touch with me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at ADRS. You can also reach the Reset team by emailing reset@vox.com. We publish episodes 3 times a week, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the pod. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or in your favorite podcast app. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find the show. That's it for today's episode. We'll be back on Thursday. Later, nerds.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.